Chapter 7. Cast these pearls in fertile land. You receiving should be prompted to get these messages into the hands of mine beloved lighted workers, not the Jimmy Swaggerts who defile mine laws, but unto the ones as Copeland, Robison, Carlson, there are many and they have sat in the torment of their pride and evil and have grown above and teach the way. I tell you not to cast the pearls upon the path of pigs, I tell you to take them where the land is fertile and allow them to decipher the portions intended for them that they be allowed to fill their portions. You hold back in prejudgment of those things you perceive to be proper, so be it, for you will lose thy intended reward and glory. Better check about you to see who is urging you to not receive and clear yours, and theirs, thought patterns. Don't worry thy heads about UFOs versus no UFOs, what a bunch of drivel. Do you not think thine father can turn even you into a spacecraft if he so chooses? Of course there are spacecraft, look into thy night sky and what do you see? I went to prepare a place for you and I did. Now I am returned to take you there. Well, let me assure you it is not into or upon thy clouds of 500 feet above thy surface where you would be doomed. Stop of thy nonsense, use thine heads and get on with thy work. All of you in the receiving of this are in the same troop, open thine eyes. You will be given into success and abundance just as soon as you understand, until then it will be just out of thine reach. If you receive of abundance, and use it not for thine agreed participation in mine work it will curse you unto infinity. There is no such thing as death nor ceasing or growth, on any dimension.